there's really unique ways to make sure that the experience is a magical one.
Hey, Seattle firefighters, this is Jen Pennington, your host at Listen Up Bell 27. And today we're continuing our series on the new wind benefit that arrived in October. Today, our guest is Rachel Jones, a nurse practitioner with Wind Fertility. She has over 12 years in the fertility and family building space and has been with Wind for 7 years. She is also coming back to work at Wynn after being on maternity leave, and she's going to share some elements of her own IVF story with us today. So you have someone here who's been on both sides of the journey. So Rachel, welcome back. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be back here.
So Rachel, the last time we talked about many of the Wynn Fertility benefits that are available to Seattle firefighters. Let's first remind our listeners that this benefit comes with a new family receiving their own nurse advocate as part of the process. Let's just quickly review again what that means for people embarking on starting a family. Can you briefly explain what a nurse advocate will do for you?
Absolutely. It's a great question. So one of the wonderful things about WIN that we feel so happy and happy to provide in this benefit is, as you said, a nurse care advocate. So who is that nurse care advocate? All of our nurse care advocates have been working in the fertility space, working directly in fertility clinics for at least 5 years before they come to work at WIN. So extensive experience actually working in practices, understanding all the ins and outs of actual treatments. And then we layer in, when they come to WIN, benefits language. So what's beautiful is that your nurse can actually speak with you detailed questions about your benefit, how best to utilize that benefit for your family building goals, but also can really answer any questions that you might have about actual treatment. Some of the things that I think we get most commonly asked and where we can be most supportive is really questions about the treatment. Maybe you've already gone to see a doctor and you just have a bit of questions about what they suggested. Is it the norm? Are there other tests that maybe they haven't suggested or other things that you should know about? That's when our nurse care advocates can be especially helpful. It's just kind of as a sounding board for what's going on, where your treatment's going, what your goals are. We want to be able to spend a lot more time with you than maybe even the clinic has time to do. We also have those same nurses on call 24/7 for any urgent questions. I know the after-hours calls especially are generally about medication questions. You know, most of the time, somebody that's going through fertility treatment, it's the very first time they've ever self-administered an injection. And even me as a nurse, something about jabbing yourself in the belly, your brain doesn't want to do it. And so having somebody that's on call 24/7, because most of the time you have to take the injections after the doctor's office is closed, if they're timed injections, we want to make sure that we're there for you then. So that's why we have nurses on call 24/7. But during the day, you know, we also really want to tie you with a primary nurse, so you have that same continuity of care that you can really feel like you're speaking to the same person. You can also really easily schedule directly with that same nurse care advocate. So if I was your nurse care advocate, for example, you can see my schedule directly in that app and be able to self-schedule at a time that works for you because we know that you're very busy. So I'm happy to share those team and those resources with you.
And you sort of answered my question about what are some of the most common questions that a nurse advocate gets. Do you have any others related even to you even said like jabbing yourself in the belly when something is really not what you would think is, you know, it's not something you do every day. So, but I wondered what other kind of questions other people may be asking that nurse advocates really help with.
Yeah, I think other ones can be related to acquiring donor products. So maybe you're in a same-sex relationship and you need donor products or even in a heterosexual relationship. Sometimes, you know, depending upon what the semen analysis looks like, you might end up needing donor products to have success and build that family. So one of the things I think, again, the nurse can be really helpful with is just exploring all of the options. When you're thinking about needing, you know, a donor product, there's different ways to do that. So one is to actually hire somebody or maybe even have a friend or family member that wants to donate their eggs to do what's kind of called a fresh cycle or a fresh specimen. What's becoming a lot more common is to actually purchase already frozen sperm or eggs directly from what's called a bank. And so there's different choices with banks in terms of what are you looking for? Do you have a certain ethnicity that you're looking for to match your own, certain background, certain education even? The profiles can be quite extensive to walk through. So one of the things, too, the nurse can be helpful for is just really, again, exploring all of those options. How do I use that in my IVF cycle? How do I use that in my insemination cycle? So those can be really helpful. And then just in terms of benefits, again, how do I best use the benefit for what I'm looking for in terms of my family building goal? Those are really common questions, and understanding kind of the nuances of the language, egg freezing versus embryo freezing. I think a lot of times the clinic doesn't always have enough time to really sit down and make sure that you understand all the terminology that they're throwing at you. And so that's another, time when you can really have that dedicated time just one-on-one with your nurse. There's no, bells ringing in the background. It's just one-on-one to be able to have that conversation and make sure you understand what all that you're looking for.
I think that is important to note. And something else that's important to note that you just brought up is that this is not just for straight couples. So there are different journey paths as you go into, what does that journey look like for same-sex couples? And I was hoping you could speak a little bit more to that. And I was thinking that maybe we could start with like a same-sex female couple.
Sure, absolutely. So there's many different ways, as you mentioned, to build the family, depending upon, what your family looks like and what your goals are. For same-sex female couples, there's two distinct options that are really both great options, just depending upon kind of the path that you feel like it most fits your family. One is to do an insemination with donor sperm. So that's typically, a series of ultrasound and blood work appointments to watch for when you're going to ovulate. And then simple insemination with a speculum of the donor sperm, and then, you can get pregnant that way. And that is a really nice family building experience if you're looking for just the least invasive option, really wanting to be as natural, quote unquote, as possible, taking less medication, no injections often. Sometimes there's one injection to time ovulation, but mostly oral medication otherwise, and less office visits. The other alternative is to do something called reciprocal or co-IVF. So that can be a really beautiful way to build a family too, because it involves both partners. So essentially, partner A produces the eggs and partner B actually carries the pregnancy.
That is kind of a beautiful solution if it can be done.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. To really join the family that way. And there's a lot of choices too. I'm probably jumping ahead, but with the same-sex males to kind of have a similar experience, of kind of using both sperm sets. And that way you kind of don't know exactly which baby, the baby that which sperm set it came from. There's really unique ways to make sure that the experience is a magical one.
I also know that this journey can also be fraught with all kinds of anxiety. I think that's why that two-cycle benefit is so helpful in relieving some of that nervousness. But I also know that Wynn has some licensed counselors that people can contact too. So I was wondering, maybe you can talk a little bit about, having that two-cycle benefit, what that means, and then, the other ways that people can get counseling or any kind of health benefits that way as well.
Great question. So one, the cycle benefit really is a beautiful way to make sure that everybody has the benefit that they need, regardless of kind of their age and diagnosis. So one of the things that changes in terms of fertility treatment is the amount of medication that you might need to take is going to vary depending upon your ovarian reserve and your age, how they think that you're going to respond. And so what's nice about a cycle benefit as opposed to a dollar cap is that you really can get the medication that you need for the cycle that you have, knowing that some people are going to need a little bit more and some people are going to need a little bit less depending upon what their clinical profile looks like. But you know that you have enough to complete the full cycle, which I think is a really relieves a lot of anxiety, because when you are faced with, oh gosh, I only have a $10,000 limit, you get worried that maybe you're not going to be able to finish the cycle, or maybe you're going to have a lot of out-of-pocket expenses. And what's really nice about this benefit is that it is a full coverage benefit. Everything within the plan design is covered in full. And so you do get to complete that full cycle, which is really important. But yes, you still may still have some anxiety. Some is just the process of going through something that maybe you never thought you would have to. Other anxiety can come up because of the actual medication. And so we want to make sure that we are providing a holistic approach to making sure that you're safe and healthy and getting to your best outcome. So part of our core program is to have licensed behavioral health care team as well. So our licensed clinical social workers, licensed in counseling, they have experience actually running support groups in fertility clinics. And so really understand to a high level, more than maybe a general therapist might, what exactly is entailed in going through fertility treatment. What are those work-life balance difficulties in terms of trying to make sure that you can get to your appointments, maybe not feeling comfortable sharing with family members and friends or work, you know, what's going on, and just kind of the feelings that can go alongside fertility treatment. You know, myself included, I am a fertility nurse. I've worked in this space for over 12 years, but it was still certainly nerve-wracking for me to go through it. And, you know, and so that's why we want to make sure that you have the full core of support behind you.
I also know not everyone's going to have an easy journey, but I was thinking that maybe we could end on a lighter note and you know, talk about, you know, some story that you have with a really great result as a result of the program.
Yeah, great. Well, you know, amazingly, even though we've only been live since October 1st, I was able to just look a little bit at who might be calling in and who might be able to benefit from this. And we already have some really great stories, I think. You know, there's a couple that had been trying to conceive on their own with some intervention, but really just kind of timing their intercourse cycles with some medication that now can actually have an insemination covered. And after 5 months of doing that or 6 months of doing that, you know, it really is time to kind of move on to the next course of treatment. And prior, when there was no benefit coverage, then that would have been an out-of-pocket experience. So that's an example of that people really do need these benefits, right? They're trying to conceive. They want to build their family. That is one of our best stories of opening days, really, is getting those excited phone calls that, oh gosh, thankfully I now have this coverage that I didn't have before. I was hopeful the less invasive interventions would work, but they didn't. And now I am faced with, you know, kind of actually getting treatment and we have it here. So I think that's just, it's amazing for just 16 days that we already have stories like that. But otherwise, you know, we have lots of happy pregnancy stories at the end of it. You know, don't forget us, I guess, when you are happy and healthy and have those babies. We love to get Christmas pictures. we have a lot of those, especially during COVID, you know, when a lot of clinics were shut down and we were a big force in people's lives, you know, because we did not close and we still had our nurses on call 24/7 and we still wanted to make sure that we could answer any of their late night questions. And I think that's where the reward for everybody is.
That's awesome. What a delight at the, you know, here we are in October. So, you know, let's hope for lots of summer babies and maybe now. And
yeah,
Rachel, thank you so much for being here today. And I hope our listeners feel that they are in good hands with the program now a little bit. Remember to sign up. Download the app and use IAFF27 as your code. But until next time, stay safe and stay healthy. And we look forward to hearing about any babies in the future. So thanks again. We'll see you soon. Thanks for joining us. Listen Up L27 is a Seattle Firefighter Healthcare Trust production. This podcast is produced by the Rhizome Collaborative. I'm your host, Jen Pennington, and until next time, stay safe and stay healthy.